Hi, this is Tyler.
And I'm Tasia.
Jason.
And you are listening to The Solar Coaster. Hey everybody, welcome to The Solar Coaster. I am Tyler.
Tasia.
Chase Daddy Dollars.
And today we are going to be chit-chatting about our favorite friend, Menace, the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk, PG&E. Dun dun dun! What is our stock at today? I don't have my phone on me. Is
it $1 million? I don't know.
Gosh, I think it's like at 15 or something like that.
Remember when it dropped to like zero?
Yeah.
I called my financial advisor, I'm like, let's buy it. He's like, and then it turns to nothing. Yeah, you're not going to buy it.
Yeah, but then you buy it and you're just like, hmm.
Should've
every time they go through a bankruptcy, I mean, they got their stuff together. Like they do. The way they're broken off in different companies, sub entities of it that can go and ride it off at a disaster and then go and, like you're saying, right?
Ride or die.
Now, what were you saying the other day about the, publicly traded part? Like they shouldn't be publicly traded if they're a requirement of
it's
the people.
It's something that is required to, it's almost like, in my opinion, anybody who's a citizen of the United States should be provided with utilities.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. We've worked hard. We've fought for our country. You know, this whole thing, we should have water, power, electricity, that kind of stuff as a basic right, in my opinion. I don't say right, but you know what I mean.
Access to it. Yeah.
And so to have a utility company that is required to turn a profit year over year and to show return to their shareholders year over year, which means rates are going to increase astronomically year over year.
Regardless of what happens.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you compare PG&E next to a couple cities that have their own utilities that are right next to us. Roosevelt Electric, for example.
Yeah. And we're here in Northern California, everybody, just so you know.
Yeah, I mean, Roosevelt Electric, SMUD, Sac Municipal Utility District, their rates are a third of what PG&E's rates are. And yes, they've had teeny little rate increases, but I want to say Roosevelt Electric's still at like 16 cents a kilowatt hour, which a lot of you don't know what that means, but PG&E's charging us 50, so.
And we're going to be getting into that, how to read it, kilowatt hour, what it is, how it works, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's gone up since I started in the game 12 years ago. I think it's gone up like 500%.
That's absolutely crazy.
It's ridiculous. I mean, people's bills that were $300 10 years ago are now $1,800. I literally got a call from someone who lives down the street from me, and he was like, yeah, my electric bill was $1,800.
For a month?
Yeah, he lives up the street in Canavadera. And I was like, you're kidding. Let me see your bill. Oh,
$1,800. Like for real?
Yes.
What are they doing? What power are they running?
It's
a fleet of golf carts?
It's one of those things that like they're charging you literally 500 times what they used to. And so if you're not doing something about it, you're just getting your butt kicked.
What can someone even do about it? Like you don't go knock on PG&E's door and be like, I demand a refund, right?
Well, you can get solar.
Well, yes. I mean, that's one of the ways that you can fight it, right?
Yeah.
Or just not pay your bill.
Well, I mean, if you get solar, you're locking yourself in.
To what?
To not having to pay that rate increase that happens every year or every 3 months or whenever they decide to do it, even if you get it on a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Because that interest is locked in.
Yeah, you're buying that kilowatt hour. You know what the price is. Whenever we do a proposal, we show people, hey, you're going to buy it from yourself for 3.5 cents for the next 25 years, right? When you're buying it from PG&E, it's 50 cents. So lock it in at 3, 5, 8 cents a kilowatt hour.
What I don't know is that if everybody uses or has to use PG&E or in whatever places they are, why aren't they coming out and going, hey, we have got a solar option?
Why isn't PG&E?
Yeah.
Because they need to show a return to their investors. Why would they do anything that's... In fact, so they're putting solar in everywhere, right? PG&E actually does. The IBEW, their employees. Nothing against labor unions whatsoever. You know, kind of the backbone of our country. But in regards to that, the IBEW has been fighting for PG&E so that California puts an extra tax on rooftop solar, so that only PG&E can do solar, not the consumer, because they want to be able to still make that return on their.
I don't think I've ever thought about it that way, but I agree with you. Now that no wonder everybody's trying to go off grid and be like, listen, I'm just going to make my own stuff.
Right.
That's freaking crazy. What's the IB? Whatever you did.
International Bureau of Electrical Workers.
Oh, okay.
So it's the big union.
For
electricians, linemen.
Gotcha, yeah. gotcha.
So any of the big utilities, you have LA Water and Power, you have San Diego Gas and Electric. I mean, they're, you know, every big utility pulls, most all utilities pull union labor. And
yeah.
Most of them, if it might be a small local, depending on where they are, but for the most part, it's IBEW.
When you're setting up residential or commercial, does anybody within your organization actually call PG&E on behalf of a customer?
Maybe not call, but we have to submit forms.
And then if something goes wrong, you call them? Here's why I ask. Do you ever get on the phone and just like want to fight him and just start getting all irate with him?
We love PG&E.
PG&E is our friend. I mean, sometimes Shoot. When they want to tell our clients that they need a $20,000 transformer upgrade.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. They've turned their back on the infrastructure for so many years because they have to show return on investment for their investors.
Yeah.
So they're not going to like, okay, we made like, for example, us, we bought this building. We made some money this year. We're going to fix up the building with the money that we made. Not that they've turned their back on the building for the last 200 years, however long they've been in service, 200 is a stretch.
And they're just showing that return.
Yep. And then there's starting wildfires everywhere. The one that just, you know, happened in Forest Hill, there's a huge lawsuit. That one was their fault too. The one, I mean, they're all over the place because their transformers blow up and it starts a wildfire.
And because they don't put any effort, funds, or whatever into that focus.
A warranty on a transformer is 2 years. The transformers that are starting these fires are like 50 years old. So,
that's what I'm going to go back to. Do you call them up and be like, listen, you're full of bullshit.
All right, stop.
Hillary Anderson. TJ's back and she's going to get pissed now.
I actually send them emails letting them know that they're full of bullshit.
Really?
Because they'll come back and say, hey, yeah, you can put this solar on, but you need to pay for a new transformer. Like the one that you've neglected for 50 years?
Yeah.
No, that's not my responsibility.
Up, bro.
Nice try.
Yeah. And that responsibility is on the homeowner or the business owner?
They want to put it on the homeowner, and sometimes that is up to like $20,000.
Sometimes more, yeah. On the commercial side, it can be a lot.
Where do you put a transformer? I mean, I own
you'll
a home.
You'll see it from the poles. In our neighborhood.
Oh, you're talking about the neighborhood. Gotcha.
Yep. In our neighborhood, you'll see like a green box on the ground.
Gotcha.
You know, the one neighbor, you're like, yeah, you don't have a front yard, but I do.
Yeah. That's the one the kids play off and jump off.
I'll jump off of it, squirt it with a squirt gun. Awesome.
I used to jump off of it. It was fun.
You're a transformer jumper?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you. That's so cool.
I think we all are.
Look at that bird. I just had a question. I forgot about it. That's what I was going to ask. So by that logic, I want to get solar in my house. That transformer in this rural subdivision is for everybody, right? So it would be my cost to do.
It depends on where you are. If you're in the country, a lot of times you'll either have your own transformer.
The one that's on the pole?
Yep, okay. For your house. If you're out in the middle of nowhere and your next neighbor's a few miles away, you're going to have your own little transformer. It's like a bucket hanging down from it. You'll see a few wires going into it.
Yep.
We can talk about those for a whole hour if you want to.
Well, that is going to be on our future shows, the off-grid shows episode, because I'm sure there's a lot of people wanting to know about that.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they'll have their own transformer. Sometimes if there's a neighbor that's close, they'll share 2-3 customers on one transformer. If you're in a subdivision, there's usually a transformer for every 10, 15, 5 houses, depending on what you got going on.
Got it. So that green box, I am one within that court of 12.
Right. You walk out, you look around, there's one green box. It's serving all you guys.
So BG&E tells me that I need to go and pay $20,000 to upgrade mine, and my house was built in, let's say, 16.
It's not yours. That's the thing. You don't own the transformer.
They're telling you need to pay $20,000 to upgrade their transformer.
Shut the front door.
Because they're not going to use their funds to upgrade their equipment.
So they've got you by the balls if you want to have solar on your house.
What are you going to say? Yeah, I mean, there's ways to navigate it. And we don't need to talk about that now, but there's ways to navigate it so that you can put it back on them and say, yeah, nice try. But
that's called a cliffhanger.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? All right. Let's cut it right now because we need to go to our next episode to talk about those.
Those transformers?
If PG&E was a rapper, they'd be Slim Shady.
As much as you've been doing this as long, you see the guts and the real side of that company.
It's just gotten worse and worse. Originally coming in, you know, 12 years ago, it was one of those things that they can't be that bad.
Mm-hmm. They're just doing the job.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and tell you a reason not to. And then every year I'm like, how are they not in prison? Like, for you to do what you're doing, if it was a bank, you'd be in prison, like legit in prison. Yeah. I don't understand how they're not in prison and how they're still operating.
I mean, if it was a person, you would probably be in jail with the death penalty for all the deaths that were involved. I mean, like paradise.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, compare it to a mortgage, right? So you're going to say, okay, hey, I'm going to lend you this money for a mortgage. You're going to have a 3.5% interest rate and you can pay me back over the next 30 years. Here's your payment. And then the next year they're going to go, yeah, you know what? Never mind. It's going to be 12%. Okay.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And you got to pay it back in 10 years because they literally are trying to do this with the legislation right now. You sign a 20-year agreement that this is how you're going to get your power exchange for having solar. And it's going to be at this rate. And then they come back and go, you know what? It's not going to be a 20. It's going to be a 10. And we're only going to pay you this. And you have to pay this tax now. You're like, well, I have a 20-year agreement. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I made all these decisions based off what the agreement was. Oh, yeah. Well, we changed our mind. If that was a bank, literally you'd be in prison.
Oh, there's no way you can. Yeah. You've got a promissory note. Totally. That's the whole point of it.
Right.
So every homeowner renting or whatever that goes into that agreement, they leave it open.
It's supposed to be 20 years. Yep.
Actually, that makes sense. I bet you 80% of the homeowners don't even know that. Because when you're moving into a house, getting a rental, they just want power. They just want everything to work.
Yep. So yeah, so you have this agreement and then it gets changed. And that's what they're trying to change right now. They call it the solar tax, where they're saying, you sign this NEM, which is net metering agreement, mm-hmm. that we're going to compensate you for the solar you produce at this rate for the next 20 years. And they're trying to change that retroactively so that me and you who have solar, all of a sudden what we're producing doesn't make us any money anymore. It doesn't count dollar for dollar anymore. And they're going to tax that. They're even saying if you have a battery that they want to tax this side of the meter, anything you produce. They're trying to go that far to say, even if it doesn't touch my grid, but you produce it on your roof, on your property, and it doesn't touch any of our equipment, we still want to tax it.
That is so brazen. Like what do they get around and go, yeah, it's a great idea.
Because they need to show a return, and they're at the point now where they're like, we can't have people whose electric bills are more than the mortgage, otherwise we'll get shut down.
Yeah. Right?
Or people
yeah.
just won't pay the bill.
Right, totally, 100%. So
they're trying to do everything they can. I mean, it's at that point.
All right, everybody. There you go. Let's just stop right there and let that sink in for a little bit. We'll be back soon. Peace out.